Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
At the pub. What does a giraffe sound like?
Passion are always the fashion at the club.
Old fart emoji.
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that.
I don't want your life.
She got a great ass.
What would you say you do here?
Well, hello there.
Someone was saying the good Harrison Ford. I get that. Harrison, have you seen Shrinking?
Yeah, I watched Shrinking.
He looks great.
He's old, but yes, he's another one.
Yeah.
He just
looks great.
Lets it. He dresses fine.
Yep. He looks as he should. He's still a handsome guy, but he's older.
Yeah. And I think it says something about him that he has not gone down those roads. He's a world famous actor. Mm-hmm. You know It leads me to believe that he's a pretty kick-ass dude and a down-to-earth dude.
Yeah.
He's not all that...
Or at least secure in himself.
Yeah, he's not all that into himself. He's just...
He does wear an earring, and yet somehow it works.
Yeah. He's shorter. On that show, he... Like, because, you know, the other star of that show is... what's
Jason
his name?
Siegel. Jason Siegel. Very tall.
He's tall. Yeah, he makes Harrison Ford look so tiny.
Yeah. I love Harrison Ford, and he is... I really like that show. That's one of my favorite new shows.
Just started the new season last night.
And I just... someone pointed that out, and I was like, yes, Harrison Ford looks very aged. Because he's got to be, like, what, late 70s?
He's getting up there.
And yet it...
getting up there.
Yeah, and yet it works. Yeah, he should be a shining example.
It's pretty cool he got to be Indiana Jones and Han Solo.
Oh, my God, Harrison Ford's 82 years old.
Whoa.
Dude, I'm sorry, for 82, that went from you look good to you look amazing at 82. And maybe he's had something done, maybe he did, but if it is, it's subtle. You know, there's a difference between turning back the clock a few years and then doing the try to make me look like I'm Kenny Rogers. You know?
Yeah, Kenny Rogers went down that road big time. Tiger, somebody said Tiger's really bad now.
Bad. That's just,
is that hair? Like, has he had plastic surgery?
It looks weird. And he's doing the LeBron thing where he's tried so many different times to get his hair fixed, and he just, for some people, that doesn't work. Like, I can't do it.
Well, he's all ripped.
Yeah, he's all ripped.
But he also, his face looks all puffy and gorked out, too.
Well, that's the HGH.
Yeah.
Like, that's the Joe Rogan face.
Speaking of HGH, did you see the athlete that was back on social media?
No.
John Rocker has made a return, and he's freaking ripped.
What?
That doesn't surprise me. He's on the...
Let me see if I can find him. I saw him on Twitter. I saw Jose Canseco had retweeted him. Was like, oh, no.
Yeah, well, Rocker's probably on...
all the roids.
All the roids. He's got a nice cocktail of some... like seven different kinds of cattle roids, maybe some low-grade horse tranquilizer, something that they give to injured beavers, and then probably some HGH.
Yeah, he tweets, I'm back, mother effers.
Oh, yeah, dude, he is stabbed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude is ripped.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he just hasn't aged. He's always been in shape. I have a... you know, like when... if you're ever on social media, like, it'll be like, hey, you may know this person, you know?
Yeah.
And every now and then I'll be like, how do I know that person? Like, it doesn't, you know, I'm like, should I know that person? I had this happen the other day, and I could not for the life of me, and it was Brandon Stevens. And I was like, where do I know? Like, I just couldn't put my face on it. And the dude was like jacked out of his mind. And I was like, did I meet this guy at the gym? I played football with him, and I couldn't remember. And he was just kind of a dumpy tight end, like when we played together. And now I look at him, and he's like in his mid.
Taking it all serious now.
Holy God! I'm like, buddy, why didn't you do that?
Could have used this when we were playing.
Well, my guess is they drug tested back then, and clearly they ain't drug testing anything now, dude. My dude is shredded. It just kind of blew me away. And that happens sometimes. You get to a certain age and someone's like, hey, give me all the drugs. And then you get like a kick-ass workout plan. Next thing you know, you're doing the anti-Isaac Rop, 37% more testosterone. Yeah, Rocker's completely swolled up.
Well, and I'm looking through his feed. Oh, my God.
It's what you would expect.
Yes.
Is he on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you would
expect. Is it like Aubrey Huff?
His first comment is, the reason we haven't heard from Kamala yet is because she can't decide what accent to use.
Yeah. And he follows 14 people, including Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, Brett Favre, Elon Musk, and the New York Mets.
All right. I did see... I don't know if you've paid any attention, but...
I love that he pops up, like, the day after Trump gets reelected.
I didn't know. I don't... like
Trump's Tucker, America, baby.
I wasn't 100% certain what Tucker Carlson was up to. I know he does his own, like, internet show. But someone was retweeting clips of him. Tucker Carlson has gone full crazy Jesus. He claims that a demon attacked him while he was sleeping.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
Scratches all over him.
Yeah, he says he was physically attacked.
Physically attacked. He says that hurricanes and natural disasters are 100%
created, man-made.
Great. No, those are the Lord is punishing people.
Oh, I'm thinking of was it Roseanne who was saying the other?
Yeah, the Lord is punishing. After World War II, the world has gone to hell because we became gods and we rejected God. And he also claims that nuclear energy is the devil and it's not made by man. And he said no one can point to the time when man created atomic
energy. I saw that.
He's
like, no one knows actually where it comes from. And like, no one's ever been able to point it out.
I was like, did you not read or see anything in the last like 3 years? Oppenheimer and that whole thing. I'm like, read a book. Yeah, dude, he's gone full on like demonic forces, like Danica Patrick. Danica Patrick, by the way, she was up there speaking too. Danica Patrick believes in lizard people.
Yeah.
Danica Patrick thinks that there's lizard people walking amongst us. And by the way, this isn't rumor. She talks about it like on her show. She has people on there and talks about like when the lizard people are going to reveal themselves. Like, I'm all fine with someone having like different views. I can totally respect that. But my God, some of the stuff that's out there is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. We're dealing with lizard people and saying that you... That Satan and demonic forces created nuclear energy because we can't point to when humans created it? Like, what? What is going on?
Trump. Not, that's what's going on.
I'm not sure which I which is crazier, the not understanding how nuclear energy came to be or the lizard people.
I love cows.
Which one's dumber? I kind of
probably lizard people.
I don't think so. I kind of think that the nuke is. Just follow me on this. There's been a million things written.
I have the audio of Danica's crazy podcast guest.
Yeah. There's been a million things written and documented. I mean, it's one of the most researched topics over the last 100 years in human history. As far as I know, no one has proven or disproven the lizard people. Therefore, I'm going to go out on a statement and say that I actually think that the lizard people is less crazy than thinking that nuclear energy was given to us by the devil.
Yeah, no one's been able to prove or disprove that I have a herd of invisible unicorns in my backyard. Yes. But
so there's a chance that's true, whereas the other is 100% crazy. Yeah, this is Danica Patrick on her podcast. This is like people that she has on that, and they talk about this.
Okay, so a very, very, very long time ago, there was a seer, a mystic, who was a part of the Galactic Federation, who said that she saw this vision of a civilization that was going to be created from many different beings, many different species. So a hybrid civilization that was meant to end the war of all war in the universe. But we don't know it. You know, I really compare it to like Superman, right? And like before Superman knew who he was and the fact that he came from off planet and that he had a mission for humanity.
Yeah.
This is us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, they go, I listened to like a 30-minute clip of that once. And dude, and by the way, that hybrid species is lizard people. And according to Danica Patrick and this lady, the lizard people are in charge.
And they're real. They're very real.
And they're very real. And like they're in charge of like the banks and like foreign governments and all this. And that like if you like pay attention, you can see them glitch. Like you can tell who's a lizard, who's not, and that one day the lizard people are going to reveal themselves. And Danica Patrick is like all about it. She just is, and I'm like, holy cow! Like there is a certain level of just like crazy that I can't fully process. And yet, here we are, man.
And yet, here we are, man.
Yeah, someone said to be in the room where Danica and Aaron Rodgers dated.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Maybe that's where this all started. Deal said, remember the good old days when we just blamed the Jews? Now it's lizard people.
I'm sorry for laughing at that.
Way to go, Deal.
You ass.
Yeah.
Well,
I gotta see if I can find that Tucker Carlson clip because it's.
I don't. Can I not? Can we not?
Isaac would like to volunteer to not be part of that.
Yeah, I don't care about him. He's a boob. But he is on my next list that I'm about to present you.
Is he really?
Next POTUS, 48th POTUS.
Okay.
He's on there.
All
right. Old Tuck.
I'm guessing he's not gonna run on the old nuke energy.
Old Friar Tuck.
Do you think anyone calls him Old Tuck Tuck?
Dude, I hope. It'd be amazing. A little tuck-tuck.
Well, I'll get to this next. There are 120 names. We don't have to go through all of them. But do you know who is favored to be the 48th president of the United States?
I got an idea.
Okay.
It's usually just the vice, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. So I'll just say, old cherub boy.
Careful. That? No more political spoilers today.
Is it one of the lizard people? Because I think by then they should expose themselves, and then the lizard people will rule us all.
That is next on The Fan. Well, I don't think anybody predicted Ronald Reagan would be president.
No.
When you're, you know, like in, we were cruising around in the 70s.
Yeah.
Everybody doing everybody else.
He was an actor, and then, but he was a governor, right? I think he went, he went actor to governor, and then POTUS.
And, you know, you have what's his nuts, Trump.
Yeah, he was the most, you know, obviously like
out of
where
nowhere.
Where the hell did that come?
Well, you had Schwarzenegger became the governor of California.
Yeah.
Get Jesse the Body.
Yeah, the body. There you go. One.
Al Franken.
Yep. So it's you know, politics is crazy.
Tom Osborne.
Yeah, Osborne. Steve Largent was another one.
Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that.
Well, you just never know who is going to be the next president.
Yeah.
And so betonline.ag put out a list of 121 names. Mm-hmm. And they listed them in order of odds. And it goes all the way from 3-1 to 5,000-1.
Seems like a bit of a long shot, but okay. It's like my Derrick Henry for MVP bet.
At the bottom of the... Oh, sorry, not 5,000-1. It's 1,000-1.
No.
Oh, no, sorry.
Are you okay? Are you having another stroke?
I got fired. Well, I had to click further. Yeah, it's 5,000-1. Those names are Clint Eastwood, Greg Popovich, Jill Biden, and Mel Gibson.
Whoa, what? What Biden?
Jill.
Oh, Jill.
Yeah, not Joe.
Wouldn't that be something if Joe came back and ran again at like 88? He's like, I'm back. You sons of bitches. No,
well, I'm seeing on Bovada that he's 5,000-1.
Who?
But Joe Biden. Joe.
This says Jill Biden.
I know. I'm looking at one on Bovada, 5,000-1.
I guess you got to put
Joe Biden.
You got to put Joe on the
list. If you assume that Trump's going to remove the amendment for himself to allow a third term, then Joe would be eligible.
Joe's like, there's only one man that can defeat him and that has defeated him, and it's me. Mandelbaum. Mandelbaum. So I just moved to Canada. The Great White North. Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah, this list has Dana White, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, LeBron James, and Taylor Swift all as 1,000-1.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Dwayne The Rock on this list is 25-1.
25 to 1. Well, you get 1,000 on Bovada.
And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Mel Gibson is Australian. You got to be born in the United States.
Well, they have Elon on here and John Oliver. Neither of those guys were born in the U.S., but what they're saying is that Trump...
Strip another amendment.
Yeah, he'll just... Okay. He can corkscrew anything in there.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Hey, sugar tease! He also was caught on camera, or a tape, telling his girlfriend that he wanted her to be gang-raped by a pack of racial slurs. But I guess in this...
Well, at least he didn't say grab him by the pee. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter anymore. So Mel Gibson going for that Jewish vote, I see.
So the number one,
like who's like actual?
The odds-on favorite is J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yeah.
4-1 is Josh Shapiro. He is the Pennsylvania governor.
Oh, no! I was thinking. I was thinking of Josh Hawley or whatever.
Pennsylvania.
Josh Hawley, the Missouri guy.
No, not him.
That guy. Yeah, Shapiro is the governor of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And then third is Gavin Newsom, the California governor.
Yeah. There were a lot of people that thought that he should have been the nominee and that he didn't want to do it because he thought it was a losing battle.
Which it was.
Well, wasn't the thing... I thought they had to make Kamala the nominee because of how late it was when Biden stepped down. I thought there wasn't a choice.
No, they definitely didn't have to.
They didn't have to. And that was the thing, is they didn't have a primary or whatever. And a lot of people thought that Newsom gave him the best shot to win. But he was like, dude, I'm not spoiling my bid taking on something this late where I'm up against it.
Well, it was at least then that Kamala could take Biden's campaign money.
Yeah, the campaign money.
Which essentially made it that it had to be hers, the choice.
Yeah.
Because all that money had already been raised.
Yeah, that money that had already been raised would only have been able to go to her.
So then you have Gretchen Whitmer. So Gavin Newsom, 7-1. Gretchen Whitmer, 8-1.
And she's the Michigan governor, right?
Yeah.
The one that was...
That they tried to kidnap?
They tried to kidnap, which again, no one seemed to... care about.
Donald Trump Sr., current president-elect, is on the list, despite the fact...
It's illegal!
It's illegal, which is shocking. And he's not that far down. He's only 20-1. He's the same as Mark Cuban and Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, my God.
And DeSantis. They're all the same. That's unbelievable.
Meatball Ron!
He made the list.
All right.
Who else we have on here? Blah, blah. Ben Shapiro, 50-1. 50-1. Shapiro,
I got odds for Kamala and Michelle Obama, both 16-1.
Yeah, Michelle's 25-1.
I think we all know that Kamala, unfortunately, if you like her, she's going
to
go away from
Brainworm RFK, 25-1.
He's really old, too.
Hillary.
There was a...
100-1.
There was a great bit. Do you ever watch The Daily Show?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, Stewart did a really good piece for, you know, he's like, hey, I know everyone's disappointed. And he goes, but, you know, nothing is ending. He goes, you know, the lessons that are be learned from this. And he went through and it was like, he went through after every time someone loses an election, that it was a really, really well done bit. I'll see if we can pull it. It's only like 2 or 3 minutes long, but it's like the Democrats lose to Trump, and they're like, the message has been sent. This was the last time, and it's like, we need to get younger. We need to appeal to a better generation. You know, blah blah blah. And who do they run out? Joe Biden. You know, and then like the Republicans, it's like every time they say, like when Trump left, you know, after he lost, it was like all the Republicans, he's a pariah, he'll never be welcome back to Washington. And then sure enough, he comes back. So it's like, we always say that these big sweeping changes are going to happen and that we're going to finally smarten up and we're going to get better candidates, and we don't. And so you can say all you want that the Democrats are going to learn from this, but he's like, history tells us that it won't happen, that we're just going to recycle some of the same old boring crap that we get every time.
How about Matthew McConaughey at 250-1?
You know what?
Tickle you?
That's not the worst. That's not the worst.
Well, hello there.
The worst one you could throw out there. Again, seems like a guy that could try to appeal to both sides. Seems like a pretty reasonable human being. Very likable.
I just want to read his trash throwing statement again.
Yeah.
The Minister of Culture.
I'll tell you what. You could get me to cast a vote for Matthew McConaughey.
Same odds as Tucker Carlson and Steve Ballmer. 250-1.
You know, Ballmer started his own independent news thing. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah!
He has a news site that's just facts.
Okay.
It's his whole thing is he just
developers, numbers.
Like on economics and stuff, it is a site that he is developing, and he wants absolutely no spin, just the facts. Well, you decide.
How do I trust the numbers?
Well, I think that's the part, is they are indeed facts.
What if they're fake facts?
Yeah, not my facts.
Fake facts.
Alternative facts.
I like Ballmer.
I like to
too.
Do my own research.
I find Ballmer to be a good dude. I find Mark Cuban to be an interesting guy. I don't mind thinking outside the box. I just would want someone that seems like not a rotten to the core human being, or that isn't 1,000 years old and has no idea what he's doing. Someone say Mel Gibson was born in New York? Really?
Peyton Manning, 500-1.
He wants nothing to do with that.
Tiger Woods, 500-1. Tom Brady, 500-1.
Hey, Red Danny, Red Danny.
A-Rod and Charles Barkley, 1,000-1.
Oh, yeah. He was born in Peekskill, New York.
How about Hunter Biden? 1,000-1.
There we go. Laptop, crack rock, let's go.
Hunter Biden.
Jesus.
Well, look, at this point.
Johnny Depp on the list.
At this point.
Is Amber Heard on the list?
No.
Leaving juicies.
Snoop's on here. You know, Martha Stewart's not. Did you see the new Martha Stewart doc that's making the waves on?
No, is it good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about her, and she's a real bitch, but it's good.
Why has she come across now like she's rebranded herself as like
Dude,
a sweet, nice lady?
She is an awful woman. Yeah. But
it's about her, and she's a real bitch.
She has reinvented herself.
Yeah, because she was known as a real ice queen.
Yeah.
She's kind of...
Well, you know what changed it? Hmm. Not to spoil the whole thing.
Prison?
No, it actually wasn't prison. When she got out of prison, her life had crumbled. People did not care about her anymore after she got out of prison. And they gave her a talk. Mark Burnett, CBS, gave her a talk show. And she says in there, she's like, I knew it wasn't the right thing. This is not why people want it. It was like a variety show. It's
sure.
Like, that's not what she's about. It was a bad fit. She hated it and got canceled, didn't get any ratings. And she kind of said she was like, I didn't have much of an identity. It was gone. I didn't know what to do. She went on the freaking Justin Bieber roast and killed it.
I remember that.
I do remember
she
that.
Was
she was awesome.
Yes,
yeah.
She was
that
hilarious.
Turned it around?
And that turned everything around because she was funny and young people liked it, and they were like, who's this badass bitch? And then
she's got street cred because she's been in jail.
Yep. She parlayed that into, because she was sitting next to Snoop on the panel there.
Yeah. And that was what everyone was like, can you believe their chemistry?
Yeah. And they have a show together, and that whole thing,
I'll be damned.
And so she's got a great story. She really does. Like, she is a badass. There is no question about it. But she comes across as fully soulless. Like, she has no feelings. She is not a human being. She is just an achiever. That's all she cares about. Which is, I mean, most people like that.
Just climb the mountain, climb the mountain, climb the mountain.
When you build a billion-dollar empire, we talked about this, you've stepped on some people. It's hard to be a billionaire and be nice.
She's awful.
Yeah.
But I think she's a little... softer around the edges now.
Once you achieve billionaire status and you've conquered the world, you have a tendency to maybe calm down a little bit.
But that's on, that's on. I think it's on like Netflix or something.
Look into that.
My wife was watching.
I just love, she's a bitch.
Well, she is. She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
Well, it turns out, right, Ellen was that way. Rosie O'Donnell was that way. Is it possible that every woman that pretends to be nice and then it achieves that level of success, again, you just have to
you
be
you kind of have to be like that.
Right?
They don't say that about Oprah, do they?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think Oprah was pretty cool.
But I'm not
But certain. Tough.
Yeah.
Tough, but...
I just think to be a woman in that field and have to climb over everybody, you've got to snap some necks.
You sure do. You got to be wired
different. Every guy that does it, too, they're an ass. It's just that we don't call them bitches. We call them like... We're like, well, he's tough, and he's, you know, he's
right.
He's manly. Where it's a girl, then we freak out, and we're like, oh, my God, she's a total bitch.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like watching Vince McMahon on that Vince McMahon doc. He's horrible. They're the same, like, it's the same archetype. She just happens to be female.
Yeah, imagine if Vince McMahon was a woman, what people would say about her.
Yeah. But it's they have the same traits.
Same traits, yeah.
Generally.
That Vince McMahon one is wild.
All right. Well, there is your never too early look ahead lines for the 48
more years.
POTUS.
Four more years.
Let's get it. All right, coming up next, 4-day work week news. Here's Buck.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, on the subject of documentaries, mm-hmm. I was talking about the Martha Stewart one. I think it's just called Martha. It's on, I think, Netflix. Anyway, there's one that I think you would like. Hello?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
And it's on Fubo, but I think it's coming to Hulu. Fubo. Right?
I don't know.
Oh, Fubo is F everyone but... Wait, no, that's Fubo. Fubo.
Fubo
is the
damn it.
The clothing brand.
What's Fubo? That's like...
Fubo TV. Fubo is the...
It's on that. But I think they're putting it on Hulu as well. And it's on Ryan Reynolds. I guess Ryan Reynolds has a channel...
He does.
Called Maximum Effort.
Oh. Well, that's a Deadpool thing. Oh, yeah, I see it right here. Ryan Reynolds and FUBU's Maximum Effort channel. Go figure.
Well, they have a documentary called The House From,
mm-hmm.
and it focuses on memorable homes from movies and TV series.
Oh, I'd love that.
And they go and interview the actual owners about what they got paid and what the experience was like.
Oh, kick ass.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that.
Dude, I love stuff like this.
So featured in the home or in the film are homes from such projects as Full House.
I've been to the Full House house.
That was in San Francisco.
That's in San Francisco, yeah.
The Golden Girls.
Somewhere in Florida, right?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's the one in New Mexico that everyone was
throwing pizzas on the roof.
Yeah, and those people got super pissed off.
Yeah,
about
they were
that.
Like, "Hey, we don't mind you coming by, but stop throwing pizza on the roof." Which, by the way, is a reasonable expectation.
It is, but don't buy the Breaking Bad house.
Yeah, but at the same time, like again, they were cool about people coming by and taking photos and stuff. But I mean, my God, they're throwing pizza on the roof like that. That's a bridge too far.
It's free pizza.
Like the people. Well, it's mushed pizza. Like if you want to like bring a pizza and hand it to me, and then like throw an extra one up there, maybe. But like, that's the Goonies people. The people that bought the Goonies house were real bitches about people showing up, and I'm like, that's annoying.
They're in here.
If you buy the Goonies house, you better be prepared for people to come up and truffle shuffle.
So I saw an excerpt of this, and it was a woman who owned the, not the Breaking Bad house, the main house, but Jesse's Mansion. You remember that in Breaking Bad?
Oh, when he got the big place and it became like a flop house for everybody? Yeah.
She said that they paid her $500 every time they needed to come film. So she lived there.
Yeah.
But every time they needed her to get out of there and come in and film, they paid her $500.
Well, I know on a lot of those, too, they don't actually film in that. Like, it's just the exterior shots and then all the stuff is shot in a sound studio that looks like. Like, the Brady Bunch house was never... It was just an outside of a house.
It wasn't a house. It was a set.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there was that house that they shot for all the exterior stuff, but none of the stuff. So they actually, when that house would get sold, it people were always disappointed because they would go inside and they're like, this isn't the house. And they're like, yeah, it never was. So like HGTV did an entire show where they got the Brady Bunch cast all together. And then the pros made that house actually look like the real Brady Bunch house. They said the actual house wasn't even two stories. Mm. They're like, so people would go in, they're like, what? They're like, yeah, there's no stairs. One story house. So in the, when they redid it, they actually made it a two story house. They changed everything. And I love stuff like this because I love movies, I love TV, and I just think it's kind of cool to see that stuff.
Yeah, also in there is Twilight, Home Alone, Friday, Pee Wee's Big Adventure, Old School, Roseanne, Silence of the Lambs, Family Matters, The Goonies, A Christmas Story.
I was bummed out to hear that the Silence of the Lambs house does not have a pit in the basement.
Yeah, that's just the little one in where the guy answers the door.
Yeah,
and he's like,
wait. But yeah, like,
where is that?
I think it's outside of Pittsburgh. It's in Pennsylvania somewhere, I believe. But yeah, there's no. You know, if you have that house, don't you have to dig yourself a torture pit? I mean. What's the point of living in the Silence of the Lambs house if you don't have a pit?
I always kind of wondered what happens if, like, they're using real houses and somebody wants to sell it. You know, like, the owner's like, I don't want you around anymore. I'm going to sell it.
Oh, well.
Like, what do you do?
I'm sure the studio would buy it. Or, again, most of the time, it's just used. They would just build a set of it. You know. And this is on Fubo. Right.
Yeah, it's called the documentary is called The House From.
Okay,
and Ryan Reynolds is behind it.
All right, well, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, I think you would like that
because the Christmas Story house you can rent. That's in Cleveland, and you can rent it out and stay there.
That's cute.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of other ones that I've seen. The Ferris Bueller house, the glass house with the Ferrari, Cameron's house, that one is a real house that gets...
Chicago?
In Chicago. You know the Home Alone house is like $12 million bucks?
Well, yeah, it's a nice house.
Dude, it's like... It's,
and that one's in New York?
It's in the suburbs of Chicago.
Oh, that's Chicago.
Yeah. That's a super duper expensive house. I'm trying to think of other ones that I know anything about. Like, I don't think the Friends apartments, any of that, I don't think any of that stuff's real. That's all sets. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, none of that was shot at the house. Again, that was just a house in Beverly Hills. And I actually don't even think it's in Beverly Hills. I've read articles about this. It was a mansion somewhere in California. But you can always see, like, in the Fresh Prince, those sets were always so cheesy. On the outside, it would be this big, giant mansion. But there were only two rooms that were ever showed in the house, and they were really small.
Deal is in. He says, the Brady Bunch house wasn't two stories. What's next? You're going to tell me Mr. Brady was gay?
Which is more shocking, that Mr. Brady was gay or that Mrs. Brady was sleeping with Greg Brady?
That was a quality joke. Certainly the Mr. Brady being gay thing blew our minds.
Yeah.
As young people watching Brady Bunch, when we found out he was gay, because that was back in the day when, you know, not everybody was out. It's like,
but Mrs. Brady was stooping Greg.
So what?
Really?
Of course. Yes, they were on a set together. They were hot. Well, Greg was.
You wouldn't party with Florence Henderson?
No, I would party. I liked Florence Henderson. I just liked Greg's room down on the lower level there across from the office.
No, Greg's room was in the attic.
Not he moved down into the...
Oh, yeah, he moved down the, into the... Yeah, the room, the office, but then eventually he moved back up.
That's when he had the tiki.
But then they moved up into the attic and had a cool hip room.
Yeah, he did. That's probably where he and mom got down, huh?
See, that was the one that I couldn't process. Huh? Although now when, you know, it's the whole stepmom thing, that's probably a little more normal. But just the idea of sweet Mrs. Brady doing horrible things to young Greg.
Who says they were horrible?
Right.
Well, they were horribly awesome, but still.
Would you be open to somebody using your house for filming?
No one wants to use
a show.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because you're probably going to get some cool upgrades. Get paid for it. Why not?
I think Dwight James once told me that he used to have a floating home.
Yeah,
and I think he told me once that what was that show that was filmed here not too long ago?
Portlandia?
No, it was like a cop drama show or something. Or something like that. I don't know. Some show was filmed here.
The Wire.
They used his...
They used his house?
They used his place.
Did you say it was a good experience?
I don't remember.
I'd want them to do, like... I'm like, hey, why don't you're at it. Why don't you throw a new roof on that bad boy?
Well, they're going to pay you.
Exactly, right?
I'd be open to it.
Sure.
I have no problem with that.
I don't know why anyone would want to use my house, but...
well, why would they want to use the house, the New Mexico house?
Valid point.
Oh, Grimm, that's what it was. The show Grimm.
Oh, yeah. It is true. Maybe
some
my
of these
house
houses...
Could, yeah, they're not... Yeah.
I mean, no offense to your house. I've never seen your house, but... I mean, I'm assuming it's a dump.
And you never will. Not with that attitude.
The New Mexico house.
Yeah. You throw a pizza...
That's just a normal...
You throw a pizza on my roof, it's fine.
Just a normal home.
Just leave one on the doorstep.
I have a mansion, so it cost them a lot, but...
Yeah. The yellow door.
Nah, that's long gone.
Oh.
Upgraded, dude.
That's sad.
Is it? Why?
If we don't go to break, we're going to miss the start of the Ducks coaches show, so we need to go to break now.
Oh, we do need that. We need that in our lives. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
New bitch drops her in.
Oh, it's some of your finest work.
I love it.
Yeah, so good. It's just such a, anytime I hear that, it just makes me think of It's Always Sunny, and then I just laugh. Just anytime they're calling D a bitch. One day, did someone put together a super cut? I think it's like 36 minutes long. Because there's like 18 seasons of that show.
Yeah, so many.
It is like 36 minutes long, and it is just that of people calling D, if you don't know, the Caitlin Olsen, It's Always Sunny, from Oregon.
Go Ducks.
Yeah, go Ducks. It's
go Ducks.
It's just people calling her a bitch, and it's...
A dumb bitch most of the time.
A dumb bitch.
Yeah.
30 plus minutes of it, and it's not filler. It's just people...
Just those words.
And it's like, oh my God. And I sat there the entire time, and I thought by the end I was going to pee my pants. It's oh, you dumb bitch. Oh,
he's a grade A bitch.
Oh, and it just makes me think of that every time you you do it.
Grade A prime bitch.
And the worst,
with authority.
And the worst
part, lace
them
up, you little bitch. Let's go.
I find myself doing it now an alarming amount to like my loved ones. I just,
me too.
And they all know it comes from a place of love, but like something, someone will do something like very just innocent, and I'll pull a Dennis Reynolds under my breath. And I'm like, hey, dumb bitch. And it's just, and now like no one even blinks at it, but you got to be careful because you...
Yeah,
can,
it's not okay.
It's not okay. You
only
do,
on this show.
You do it to the people that you love, but if you do it like and other people are around, they look at you and you're like, no, it's a
like,
bit.
You can't say that, dude. You pig. She is an aloof bitch.
Well, and I've said it. It pains me, but there's a lady. Well, it's a guy that works with my gal, works with the BTJ. Super nice people. Just sweethearts. And the wife looks so much like D from It's Always Sunny. And I desperately want to call her a dumb bitch. And I was just like, do you watch that show? And they're like, no. I'm like, damn it. They're like, why? I'm like,
the joke's not going to work.
I'm like, I want to call your wife a dumb bitch. He's like, what? And I'm like, look it up. And he looks it up and he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I'm like, I want to, but I'm like, it won't work unless you're fans of the show. And he's like, well, I'll know. And I'm like, it's not the same. It's not the same.
So I had a little funny moment a second ago that no one knows about but me.
Yeah.
So you see this little pad here?
Yeah, little notepad.
Sometimes I doodle.
Sure.
You see me writing things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm usually not writing
anything. Yeah, I just doodle.
Every once in a while, it's a reminder to, you know, go back to this subject or that subject or whatever.
Yeah.
But most of the time on my paper here, I just doodle and,
sure.
and just, I write things that are being said.
Yeah.
And I, so I, you know, I like to clean up in here after we're done. The studio is nice and
keep
new.
Keep it tidy.
Keep it tidy. So I was, looked down at my notepad here.
I can't wait to see what you had doodled.
And there was something written on it.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh, there's nothing much on that. I don't need to throw that piece of paper away because, yeah. you know, I'm a tree hugger.
Sure.
So I'm like, I'm just going to just put that over here. I'll just leave that on there. And I'm like, wait, what did that say?
Black dumb.
And I looked at it, and it says, blame the Jews.
No.
So, because Deal texted that.
Yeah,
and so I was just doodling when we were talking about that.
Leave that in the control room for all the other shows tomorrow.
Sitting there on a piece of paper for Sprague to come in and be like, "What the hell?
Dude.
I hope he's not Jewish."
Is it wrong now that I want to just start leaving?
We should just leave it anyways.
Leave things now for the morning show to find.
Just my doodles of
blame the Jews.
God.
Thanks, Deal.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Deal.
Jeebus.
It's your fault. Like, of all the things I could leave...
You could, that.
On the piece of paper, that's yeah. probably the worst thing I've ever doodled. Well, maybe not, but every once in a while I draw boobs.
It's up there. We were talking about something once on the show... I think it was when we were talking about like this. Remember we were talking about the sex dolls?
Which time?
Well, remember we went through and we actually looked at the website and like how to build one or whatever. Well, my computer was signed into like my Google account.
Yeah.
So that was going on my home computer too. And my gal like went to got home and went on the computer. And the thing that popped up was me building like a custom sex robot. And I got home. She's like, honey. I'm like, well... Let me explain. Here's the situation.
Well, we always have the... Well, it was just the show. We always have that excuse.
I think she was more bothered by the price. She's like $4,000. Like, that's a quality item.
What if she saw Blame the Jews on your notepad?
Yeah, it might be problematic. Which is worse? Custom $4,000 sex doll or Blame the Jews?
Yeah, probably the Jew thing.
I would think so.
Jesus. Vancouver Ford text line wants to know, how many... bitch drops has Rop uttered over the airwaves in the lifetime of the show?
Oh, drops?
Well, I mean, just how many times do you think you've said bitch?
Well, I've done it more lately.
Lately, it's really
I enjoy it.
It's become a signature.
Yeah.
the answer is a lot. What we need is the 100 more, 200 more.
500 times, probably. All right. Everybody have a great night. Ducks coaches show coming up next. We're back tomorrow on 3-7 to pick a day.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.